Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Representative Guy Vanderlinden joins us on the program to provide an update from the very latest in the Iowa State House.
First of all, before we get to some of the specific bills, what were some of the big things that either survived the funnel or didn't survive the funnel that really kind of led some of the debate this past week?
Well, I think the biggest, the most interesting bills we did in the House were several Second Amendment bills or bills related to the Second Amendment. We passed, I think, four of those. Right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything particularly vital that didn't survive the funnel. In fact, it's usual that the funnel gets rid of a lot of chaff, and I think that's probably what we accomplished. The biggest thing that's going on in my mind right now is this whole issue of coupling with the federals on taxes. The House voted to couple the second week of the session, and the Senate has still failed to take that up. That's a huge issue for small businesses and farmers and even teachers who have been expecting to be able to deduct a number of things for their 2015 taxes that we have done every year I've been in the legislature in a non-political bipartisan way. And this year, for whatever reason, the Senate is refusing to even discuss it. And I find that to be very disturbing.
When I talked to Senator Ken Rosenboom, he had mentioned both the governor and Senate Democrats had cited revenue issues as the concern. What is your response to that? And what ultimately do you think the Senate, outside of passing the bill, needs to do to get this thing moving ahead?
Well, the governor, I believe, has been convinced that we can meet our obligations and still do the right thing with regard to 2015 taxes. So I don't think he sees things the way his staff at least initially viewed coupling. As to getting the Senate to move, I really think that those who are affected, small businessmen and farmers in particular, should be absolutely beaten down the door of the Senate to say, this isn't right. We have always been able to count on this, and you pull the rug out from under us literally at the last minute, and it's just not right.
And you mentioned Second Amendment bills, some of which made some national media stories, including a bill that, according to some, would let everybody under the age of 14 use a pistol with the direct parental supervision. First of all, clarify what that bill is, what the provisions are, and really the importance of getting that passed in the House.
Well, the primary provision is that it allows parents to exercise their right to train their children to use handguns, in essence, which they can already do with long guns. The hoop law was all about 1 and 2 year olds using guns. That's not going to happen. If we have parents that are that irresponsible, making it illegal isn't going to deter them either. We're talking about people with serious judgment issues here. So I think the whole thing was blown way out of proportion. It's simply an opportunity for parents to exercise their rights in an adult way. And I have a lot more faith in the parents of Iowa, apparently, than those Democrats who were objecting do.
What do you think the chances of that passing right now, considering the partisan nature of both chambers?
Actually, that bill got some bipartisan support. There were a handful of Democrats who voted for it as well. I always hesitate to predict what will happen in the Senate, but if I had to bet one way or the other, I wouldn't be very optimistic about its chances over there.
What are some of the things that you'll be looking for in the next couple of weeks in the House that may or may not survive, or things that you feel are going to be of importance outside of maybe some of the bigger topic issues?
Well, of course, the big one is always the spending, and we've got all of that in front of us. There's some interesting things coming up, I believe, regarding what we call standings. Our Appropriations Committee has taken a look at some things that are traditionally just sort of passed without debate concerning standings, and apparently there's some real opportunities there for some savings and some more use of good judgment in terms of spending. So I look very much forward to that. There's a bill that would move school board elections to November, which I think is the right thing to do. Right now, turnout in school board elections across the state averages about 7%. If we moved it to November when we elect mayors and city councils, we could triple turnout for school board elections.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.